One in four Native Americans lives below the poverty line. But even so, Native American women are getting higher educational degrees and better paying jobs than ever before. Wyoming Public Radio's Melody Edwards brings us the story of one casino on the Wind River Indian Reservation, where the female workforce is almost 60%.
When Delinda Burningbreast started with the Wind River Casino 10 years ago, it wasn't even a casino. It was just a bingo hall.
I was just a regular floor worker, just like when they sell sheets and stuff for bingo.
But it didn't take long before she moved up to floor supervisor. And then, after the casino opened, she moved into the finance office. Along the way, she got pay raises and benefits, which helped when her husband couldn't find work and ended up as a stay-at-home dad. That is, until this past fall, when he passed away.
He was like kidney failure and liver failure.
Burningbreast says she's been taking her husband's death pretty hard. But even though she felt dazed at work and couldn't stop worrying about her kids, she needed to keep working to pay her bills. So that's when her managers stepped in.
They kind of had like a 50-50 fundraiser for me, and they helped me out with some money. Made me cry. And I was like, I don't know, I just couldn't believe it.
We knew she needed help.
That's Andrea Clifford, the casino's assistant manager. She says supporting women like Burningbreast isn't charity on the part of the casino. The casino needs them. Women are often the most qualified, with more education and work skills than men.
The phenomenon that I'm seeing the last 10 to 15 years, really seeing women go out and be the breadwinners. The males of the household tend to stay home and take care of the kids.
But Clifford says casino work is tough for moms. They're open 24 hours a day, 365 days a year. That's why the kind of support that Burningbreast received isn't uncommon around here. Clifford says it's good for business to make sure moms aren't worrying about their kids and can focus on their jobs. That's why they started tackling the problem of childcare.
We went out and visited the daycare sites so we could see for ourselves. Even some of the daycares extended their hours and went to swing, which was really good.
It's only one of many programs the casino offers to help women succeed as breadwinners. Household budget trainings, childcare at the local gym.
For a casino, I think that's very unique.
That's Lorenda Sanchez, who sits on the Native American Employment Training Council, a national group that advises the U.S. Secretary of Labor. She says the Northern Arapaho is unusual because they can channel casino profits into such programs. Many tribes, Sanchez says, are finding it harder to provide good support programs since the 2008 recession.
Part of that's attributed to the decline in federal government support for these programs, whether it's the child care programs, even training programs.
But with more tribes developing economies around casinos, Wind River manager Andrea Clifford says things are changing for Native women in the workplace.
Women, we are the backbone of the family, because we're the caretakers of our kids, yet we come to work, we're dependable, and we're starting to make the tough decisions.
And Clifford says the Wind River Casino is depending on women to help it grow the tribe's economy well into the future. As part of its five-year plan, she says the casino even intends to build an on-site childcare facility. For NPR News, I'm Melody Edwards.
You're listening to NPR News.